I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Philly.com has something interesting. And you know how I believe that these things play out in the election, ultimately. The Eagles' opponents, the Washington team, that's what they're calling themselves, due to where they are, they're not going to allow spectators. The New York Giants, they're not going to do it either. Governor Phil Murphy, progressive governor again, right? Is not going to allow it. Here in Philadelphia, they're not going to allow it. But the Dallas Cowboys, a red state, are going to have spectators. At least Jerry Jones and the governor seems to say that, yes, in theory, 40,000 Cowboys fans could be allowed into the stadium, 50% capacity. What are they going to think when they see that opening week and around the NFL, the only places with fans would be places like Dallas and other red states. I'm not sure how many. Just like college football, the SEC versus the Big Ten and those states. You watch. This is going to play out. All right, as I said earlier, really, the guy that just is unbelievable eye and drive to get to the story, and his Twitter is not to be missed. Steve Keeley, Fox 29 Morning Show, is with us here, their reporter in the field. Hey, Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's never good news when I'm on, unfortunately. So,
Oh, well, it always is. Hey, by the way, did you see, too, just a moment ago, because you've been really good at covering the Attilish Gym in Belmar, that 25% capacity of gyms has been approved now by Governor Murphy?
Yeah, he tends to follow the neighboring states. And after the other guys, like Pennsylvania all and New York, allowed their gyms to reopen, he finally got on the bandwagon. And I noticed yesterday when he unveiled a state budget, he is going to hike cigarette taxes if he gets his way to be the highest in the nation. But he went just as high as New York and Connecticut, who have the highest of all states. And, of course, Washington, D.C. has like 15 cents higher, but it's going to go up to $4.35 a pack. So, and they always say it's to get people to quit smoking, but
yes,
it's not that, because they wouldn't get the tax money to come in. It's just like the soda tax here in Philly. It doesn't get people to go on a diet and drink spring water. It gets people who are poor. Mostly, I would say, the bigger percentage of poor people smoke than richer people. And I think he's out yesterday saying, he's a budget for the middle class and the poorer folks. And I think, boy, these people with a cigarette habit who can't afford it, they're going to just take money out of their food budget to pay for cigarettes now, because people that smoke will tell you how hard it is to quit. So anyway, we're going off on an aside here.
But definitely, I'm glad you did. But here's the thing that I got from your Twitter that I saw instantly. The other people are covering this. It's like yada, yada, yada. But you drill down on it. Another torching or arson of a police vehicle seems to be on the right-hand side. I guess you can hide that better. We still haven't gotten the guy on the bicycle that did one, two, or three of them recently. And you write, the 94th time since May 30th, a police vehicle was attempted to or was set on fire, right?
Don, this may be even more, because we had the number 93 in a Dave Schrattweiser story when four were torched July 27th. So tomorrow will be a month from that. If nothing was done, this is 94 cars damaged. And I don't think that counts the state police vehicles. And the one I remember seeing first was the state trooper SUV at Broad and Vine, where every day when I passed that melted blacktop, I am reminded of that, as I am reminded of the two that were torched in front of City Hall, where the woman charged is sitting in federal prison without bail waiting for charges in that case. That's how serious this is, because this could kill people if somebody's walking by and a car blows up. And that's why it's not just serious, because it's an arson and you're attacking the people that could be taking that car to save a life or protect property. Now you had a police officer having to guard that car all morning with us, also off the streets while they're guarding a crime scene, and another police vehicle left. And when we talked to the Philadelphia Police Department on July 27th, they were telling us how this is cutting in to their way to patrol the streets and their budget. Remember, they didn't get the budget they wanted. This city self-insures itself. It's not like we're calling Allstate saying, hey, we have another car that was torched. Can you go to the lot and get us a brand new one? This one's totaled as well. So this is a problem. And this, as I said on the air, and I'm sure I got attacked for it, this is no way to get your point across if you want criminal justice reform. This is just not a way to attack the police, to make your point that the police, if you want them to change their ways. And I don't even care if I'm attacked. I just can't believe being pro-law and pro, you know, law-abiding citizens is something's so wrong these days. And that's why I have no problem saying that. I know we're supposed to keep our opinions to ourselves, but just reporting on this stuff time after time, Dom, it gets to you after a while.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I'm not saying agenda here. They just don't have the eye or the gut that you do, and I compliment you, because I think it puts things in perspective. If I didn't see your Twitter and follow your Twitter, I haven't seen this anywhere else. This ought to be front page news. This is a big deal for the reasons you just put out. 94 times of this sort of thing or something like it going on, it's nowhere else out there. This is what I live for when I find it, and you find things like this routinely. So I sit back here in the Dom Dome, read your Twitter, and that's how we roll.
Well, Dom, not too far down Market Street from your offices, if you visit where the Rizzo statue was, you will see the glass from that patrol car that was set on fire in front of the Rizzo statue embedded into the street in front of City Hall. There's metal and glass from the melted police car embedded permanently. It's like a monument to that day, May 30th, of how violent the protest got. And I see that almost every day, and I show that on TV a lot as well, because you'll see that till the street's repaved, who knows when. But you see that now in a lot of spots around Philadelphia because of all the police cars set on fire. And we all remember the 52nd Street corridor, where there's a lot of black-owned businesses and businesses where people can only walk to, don't have cars, don't have transportation, a lot of them seniors, where they get their food and their clothing and their medical supplies. And that whole line of police cars that was torched that day on a Saturday afternoon. And I remember watching on our helicopter a police officer get hit in the head with a brick thrown at him. And I just thought, who was doing this? And the police had to leave their vehicles to go protect the property of the citizens and the business owners, and then their own property gets torched. I just don't get the point of that at all.
Absolutely. Steve, please give listeners your Twitter. Where do we follow you? Of course, on Fox 29 doing the morning news out there in the field. But how about Twitter?
At Keely Fox 29. And, Dom, I try to put some funny animal videos in there, so I'm not all blood and guts and death and destruction. Yesterday I had an owl delivering a letter to a woman's door, just saying the post office is getting all the help they can these days. So I try, but I don't put any personal opinion on there, and I try just to keep it straightforward with news. I will never take a selfie or post that. That's the one thing I can guarantee you won't find on my Twitter account.
All right. Well, that's good news. Thank you, Steve, as always. Thanks for popping in today.
Dom, always a pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.